Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. By the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back again. Take us to our happy home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. To remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home.
Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise God. Give the Lord all.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I love Sunday school, and y'all excuse me for being late, but God's working. God knows what each and every time comes as I come running in this door, but I just love the Lord, and I just invite each and every one of you to Sunday school. Come join us if you're not. And we have two adult classes and many youth classes. We'd just love to have you there. And there are times that we get into some things that only God knows the answers, and He could strengthen and guide us. So I'm a little winded, but I was trying to get over here real fast. I'm just doing so much better. I just praise God. I'm going to ask y'all to stand right now. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. You know, a lot of prayer requests, a lot of needs. I know there are those that just got out of the hospital and got a lot of therapy ahead of them. Those that are going through procedures. There are those that aren't with us this morning, whether for sickness or travel, whatever the reason is, but God knows. And also, I want to pray for those that don't have a desire to listen to the Word of God and don't have a desire to right now, but may the Lord just touch them and let them hear and feel His presence and know that He is the Almighty God. And I love each and every one of you. Those watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. But we're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. And again, my heart is just out. I know there are those that are in need right now. Heard some things today that the Lord's just He's the only answer. And you know, He's created us. He knows all about us. He knows our needs. He knows what the answers are if we just allow Him to guide us in our walk. So if you have a prayer request this morning, you want to join in with us in prayer, I want to ask everybody to pray. You know, because let me give that other hand. Do y'all believe in God? Y'all believe in healing? Do y'all believe in His touch? Do you believe in His salvation? Do you believe that His Word will bring people to their knees? Just the Word of God is what we need to hear. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for this day. Dear Lord, we just love You. And dear Lord, we ask for Your holy presence. Dear Lord, I know You're always with us. Dear Lord, we want to receive it this morning. Dear Lord, we ask for You just to anoint each and everything that's going on in our congregation this morning. For everyone watching online, dear Lord, may they feel your presence now. Lord, may they turn off every distraction, dear Lord, and just listen to you. Lord, we ask you to minister to us this morning, today, and every day of our life. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for those that are in attendance today, those that are watching. Lord, now I'm praying for each and every one of them, dear Lord. You see the hands that were raised. Lord, you know the challenges ahead, dear Lord. You know those situations, dear Lord, that we're asking for answers for. We're asking for healing. We're asking to be for the recovering of those that are going through that now. Lord, we thank you for those that are walking right now, dear Lord, just to praise you. Lord, may we be like David and have that faith that we know that it's not about us, it's all about you. Because it's in the name of the Lord that we come to you with each and every situation this morning. Lord, we know that you're the great physician, the great healer, the creator of all, the great I am. Lord, we love you. And, dear Lord, may we all be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just ready to worship you, ready to praise you, but most of all, dear Lord, ready to receive your message this morning and tonight and this day and forevermore. Lord, we have that desire, dear Lord, to learn more about you. God, we just love you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And praise God. Just love him this morning. While you're standing, I'm really excited about this. This song came to me this morning because I was thinking, you know, we talk about the old songs. We talk about there's so many that draw people to the Lord. But there's one here that means as much to me, and I know to a lot of y'all, we discussed it before. But we want to turn to page 305, the old rugged cross, and that wonderful sacrifice, that precious blood that Jesus shed for each and every one of us. The old rugged cross, page 305. Yes. Lord, we just love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Continue to lift him up as we go into our service, but we want to get a little business out of the way. And it's not really business, it's something that we give the Lord because he's given it to us first. We take up our tithes and offerings this morning. I want to ask y'all to join in and just thank the Lord for all he's done for your life, no matter what the struggles are. Just remember the message the Lord gave us in his scripture about the little widow lady in that meal barrel. She gave to the prophet. She gave what she thought was the last. But he always, always continued to bless her. That meal barrel never flowed over being full, but there was always enough. And I thank the Lord for always having enough for each day. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord? Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen.
was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, by His wounds, we are healed. We are healed by Your sacrifice and the life that You gave. We are healed for You. By Your grace we are saved. We are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds we are healed. We are healed by Your sacrifice and the life that You gave. We are healed, for You paid the price. By Your grace we are saved. We are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds we are healed. By His wounds, by His wounds. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory
to God. Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I lead on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, oh Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen,
mountain, I run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. Let the earth all around me sink its sand on Christ's side of my soul. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sinking sand, on Christ's side of my soul. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, where do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I need? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock, I know the stable, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation, I go to the storm that the builders rejected. Went to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me sinking sand, on Christ's side of my gospel. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
When I go, when there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I lead on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock, I know the stable, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation, I go to the song that the builders rejected, I go to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me sinking sand, on Christ's side of my soul. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation, I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I go to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ's side of rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation, I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ's side of rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock. Yeah.
Wasn't here for the revival Sunday night. That wasn't able to get their blessing that Sunday night. If you got anything in your life, God told me this morning, He's here again today. Hallelujah. He's willing to take it away. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to Him and let it be done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Don't wait for the battle is over. Don't wait till the victory is won. Just remember whatever God's promised.
Shout now.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
worthy, shout now.
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 Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Shout now.
Don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait,
shout
Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence.
Hallelujah.
Ask me, Jesus. Just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. Ask me, Jesus. From the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Going through so many changes, what's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching, somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side.
Every mountain seems too high.
Every mountain,
every river looks too wide.
Hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. He sees the walls that you cannot climb. He will heal your hurt soul and lead you safely to his home.
Every mountain seems too high.
When every mountain,
every river looks too wide.
Looks too wide.
When my dreams are lost at sea.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Are you grateful to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think? That's the God I serve. He knows your situation even before you confess it. He knows your pain even before you acknowledge it. But He is also the healer of our body and the lifter up of our head. In fact, there's nothing that God can't do. You cannot name one thing that is impossible for God. It's the God that I serve is able to do all things. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. He measured the seas with the span of His hand. At His command, at the sound of His voice, the sun shone through. And there's nothing, tell your neighbor, there's nothing that my God can't do. I said there's nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders, there is nothing, nothing that my God can't do. Well, He's so great, He holds this world in the palm of His hand. Yet so small, He can live in the heart of a man. It's a mystery, a great mystery, but oh, so true, that there's nothing, nothing that our God can't do. If you believe it, sing it with me. There's nothing, I said there's nothing, oh, there's nothing that our God can't do. He will do miracles and wonders. There's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. If you believe that, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 46. I will endeavor and try to be brief, as I know that the moving of the Holy Spirit is in this house. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to attend service where the moving of the Spirit is not in the house. All that we have to do, all that we have to say means nothing unless the Spirit of God moves in the house. And I'm thank God that He's here today. Hallelujah. In the 46th chapter of the book of Psalms, I want to focus on verse 4 and verse number 5, if I may. There is a river, the streams thereof whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, can we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the move of Your Spirit. Father, I pray that there will be a continuation of Your Spirit in this service. God, move on our hearts, move on our lives. God, lift us up, encourage us, bless us, Lord, with your holiness. Father, I pray this morning, God, that you would anoint this vessel, these lips of clay. God, that your word might go out. Speak, God, that you would have us to hear. God, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, I pray that this message will prick hearts. I pray this message, God, will sink deep into our spirit. Father, I give you all praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. If you will listen fast, I will preach fast. Amen. Hallelujah. For a message topic this morning, there is a river. There is a river. The Bible often uses rivers and streams as symbols of a perpetual flowing. If you cannot remember anything else in this message, I want you to somewhere in the avenues of your mind and heart highlight that perpetual flowing. The perpetual flowing of the Spirit of God. Perpetual means no end to it. Come on. It's always moving. It's always flowing. It's always healing. It's always anointing. It's always making a way. The psalmist here uses this analogy and has a type and shadow of the Spirit of God dwelling with the children of Israel at that time. As the psalmist began to speak to them, this was the sons of Korah that would sing this song. We identify the 46th chapter with it. God is a refuge and a strength and a very present help in trouble. If you believe that, if you live by that and have faith in that scripture this morning, put your hands together for the Lord. But he also goes on to use the analogy of this flowing river. And it tells us that God is in the midst of her. I don't know about you, but as for my testimony, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever I may be involved in, I want to make certain that God isn't in the midst of whatever I'm doing. Listen, I want him in the midst of church service, absolutely. But I want him to go home with me as well. I said, I need him in the midst of my home life. I need him in the midst of when I'm driving down the road. I need him each and every day of my life. I tried to do it without him. I couldn't make it. It didn't work. But now that he is a very strong part of my life, I don't want to go anywhere, do anything, say anything without the Spirit of the Lord being in the midst of my very being. And the psalmist here says that God is in the midst of this perpetual flowing, this endless flowing. Somewhere along the lines, and I can only speak from the Pentecostal movement, I've heard things in my past saying that God's not moving like he once was. It's not Bible. It's not doctrinal. Now, if they said the church is not moving like it once did, or if they say, I realize that I'm not moving or being moved by the Spirit of God like I once was. But I want to tell you something about a perpetual flowing. It doesn't stop. I said, things get in its way and it finds a way to move. Amen. I want you to look at the monitor today. As long as I'm preaching, if you ever have a doubt that God is not moving in your life, and that God is not moving in this nation, and that God is not moving in this church, I want you to simply look up and know that the Spirit of God, that cannot be stopped. It cannot quit. It's not going to trickle out. It's not going to dry up. It's going to move. It's going to move. And it's going to continue to move. And we need to be in the midst of that flowing of the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if my body can stand a double portion, but I want it. Hallelujah. I want more today than I had yesterday. I want a closer walk with the Lord tomorrow than I'm having today. I can't get enough of the Spirit of God. Because in my body, the weakness and frailty, I need him every day of my life. The psalmist said, God is in the midst of her meaning that God's dwelling place is in his people. I said God's dwelling place is in his people. It's ironic. Our imagination forms and imagines things. Somewhere, sometimes, I think that Holy Ghost-filled people think that God is sitting somewhere in a big palace or kingdom somewhere. But his kingdom is here in the hearts of man. The tabernacle that the Spirit of the Lord wants to take abode in is in your very being. Our imagination sometimes can't comprehend that. I remember when I was a little bitty boy, and I don't know why this sticks out so vividly in my imagination. I guess it's because I wanted to believe it so much. But my grandmother and granddaddy lived in Rockmart, so we spent about as much time in Rockmart as we did in Villarica. And they decorated the town of Rockmart for Christmas. And up there where the waterworks are, it's right beside Uharley Creek. I think it's been completely restored and remodeled now. But then it was kind of a white building, and it looked kind of like an old palace, kind of, you know, that type of architect. And it was decorated. I mean, flashing lights all for Christmas. And we were driving down through there, and my uncle made a statement. And I don't know if he said for sure or I think this is what he said. He said, "I think Santa Claus lives there." And to a little old bitty kid that hadn't even started to school, I perked up. Santa Claus lives in Rockmart? In that building? Man, this close? And he's watching everything I do? He knows when I've been good, knows when I'm bad, knows when I'm asleep, and all that kind of good stuff. You know, parents used to use that line, boy, to keep people in line, especially around December. But in my mind, for the longest period of time, in fact, I think I was in my second year of college when I remembered that. Somewhere in adulthood, I really realized that, hey, he don't really live there, does he? But I formed that imagination. I think sometimes the church is guilty of thinking God's way. And because when we need something, we want to get a hold of God, and we scream and holler, God. Or when we don't want God to see us, say, God, don't look. Don't listen. I've heard people say, God, just put your fingers in yours. I'm about to go off on this guy. The psalmist says, no. He's not way off out yonder. Contrary to popular belief, he doesn't live in this temple. He doesn't live in this church house. He visits. Why does he visit? Because we visit. And if you know the Lord, you bring him with you. Amen. And when we leave, he goes with you. And when you're in the hospital, he's right there with you. And when you're at your lowest point of life, he doesn't leave you. He's there for your joy. He's there for your hurt. He's there for your sadness. He's there to lift you up, to heal your body, to pick you up and dust you off. The God that I serve is a perpetual flowing spirit that never, ever ends. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Bible said we should not fear, for God will help and protect. He is our refuge. He is our strength. The very present help. There's a river with perpetual streams of flowing. I thought about this week. I thought about, Lord, you know what? I want you to look. 1, 2, 3. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. My eyes are not real good. There's at least 12 to 15 obstacles. Rocks. You ever had any obstacles in your life? You ever felt like the Spirit of God wasn't moving? I want to tell you, there is not a stone big enough. There's not a fallen tree trunk hard and strong enough. to keep that perpetual flowing of God's blessings in your life. Right now, some of you is getting a hold of it. Some of you is realizing, God, I don't even know why I was worrying. God, I don't even know why I was stressed. I don't know why I was worrying. We can't stop the perpetual flowing of the blessings of God. I think it's time that the church realize that they're coming down. Whether we realize it or not, the blessings of the Lord are raining upon us, especially in the day and hour that we're living in. I know things are upside down around us, but that's when God likes to work. When the odds are against the church, God always comes on the scene. When the battle, amen, and the enemy was outnumbered over the children of God, God always showed up. Those perpetual blessings is like a river and a stream that continues to flow. Whether I'm feeling good or whether I'm feeling bad, it's still flowing. Whether I want to drink of it or not, it's still flowing. It is still flowing. Amen. And this river with the perpetual streams of blessings, Bible tells us that it makes us glad. Makes us glad. There's not a whole lot in this world I can get really excited about right now. Not a whole lot of things make me glad and happy. Sometimes it's the adverse or the reverse. Sometimes I get sad and forlorn about things that are happening. When I think about the blessings of God that are flowing daily, it makes my soul glad. There's a song that says, I choose to be a Christian. Nobody's making me do it. I choose to walk this lifestyle. I choose. Why? Because He chose to die on the cross for me. And I choose Him as Lord and Savior of my life. And it makes me glad to know that I'm saved. It makes me glad to know that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. It makes me glad to know that when my eyes close in death, I got a reward in heaven. My Lord, I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's going to be beyond my ability to even fathom or comprehend the greatness and the blessings that God has in store for each and every child of God. Hallelujah. This is good, but it's going to get better. Come on, folks. Say, don't lose hope. Don't get down and out. Things are going to get better. Makes me glad to know that the Lord's blessings are continually flowing. Yes, it does provide a refuge. Even in the gladness and the joy and the victory and the celebration of serving and living a Christian life, there's times we need a refuge. The greatest refuge we have is in the arms of God. From the storms of life, from the trials, from the stress, from the anxieties, from the situations that arise many times on a constant basis, day in and day out. How many knows what I'm talking about? Just kind of wave your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, He's talking about me. Yeah, it happens. And we need a refuge. Not only does God give us this continuation of blessings, but He's continually offering us a refuge, a wonderful place of safety. A place where we can enter in, amen, and just feel the holy presence of Almighty God. And I love that. I couldn't go a day without that love and compassion that my God has for me. Not only are we provided to be glad and have a refuge, but He gives us strength. Probably not a day goes by that I don't ask the Lord for strength, not only for myself, but for my family, for my church members, for each and every one of you. And I hope that we are praying one for another on a daily basis, because we don't know. When we leave this church, we don't know what other people are going through. We don't know what their day is going through. Sometimes we see it on a text blast, but sometimes people are very private and don't say anything. So make it a habit to pray for your brothers and sisters each and every day, because you don't know what they're going through. Just say, God, give them strength, make them happy, give them a wonderful day in Jesus' name, and protect them. Amen. God does give us strength. Finally, it says He is a very present help in time of trouble. He doesn't have to go, you don't have to go and find Him somewhere. I know I've told you about the O'Kelly brothers. Both were ministers, wonderful men of God. They both worked in Goodyear tire rubber plant in Rockmart, Georgia, along with my granddaddy. And Leroy had I don't know if it was some type of aneurysm or something. Anyway, he was hemorrhaging. And he fell on the floor there, and several people were gathered around there while they were working. And someone said, I need to call a doctor, I need to do this. No, he said, go get my brother. His brother Paul worked on the other side of the plant. He said, go get my brother Paul. I think it was the other way around. Paul was the one. Help me with my memory. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. But it was Paul that fell. And somebody said, go get Leroy. So they went to get Leroy. Leroy was a jolly fella. He was over there telling a joke, just kind of laughing and hollering. They told him, your brother is asking for you. He's laying on the floor. He's hemorrhaging. And he wants you to come and pray for him. And Brother Leroy gave the testimony later on. He said, I went as fast as I could. He said, but before I could ever pray for my brother Paul, I had to pray for myself. He said, I prayed for myself as I was able to be there. You know what? When we need God, he's not across the plant. When we need God, he doesn't have to, first of all, get his mind made up and get ready to pray. He is instant. He is an immediate God. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Trouble could be anything. It could be affliction. It could be sickness. It could be an accident. It could be all kind of things. But the God that I serve is a very present help in time of trouble. He's always flowing, always refreshing, and always giving us life. And I'm going to try my best to finish this up. If you'll go to the book of Ezekiel with me in chapter number 47 for one verse. This is the vision of holy waters that was given to the prophet Ezekiel. And he goes about measuring the depthness of the water. And finally, he goes out so far, and it's water that's big enough to even swim in. And it started just ankle deep. But in verse 9, there is a very powerful verse, symbolic, if you will, but also the flowing of the water is symbolic as well. We look on the monitor and we see flowing water. I want you to look in your spiritual mind and you see the flowing of the Holy Spirit in your life on a daily basis. It never quits. It never dries up. Amen. It never goes away. It's always there. Verse 9 of the 47th chapter of the book of Ezekiel says, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. There's life in this river that I'm talking about. Not the natural water, but the spiritual water that flows. Finally, in the book of St. John, you probably can quote it, in the 7th chapter, in the 38th verse. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. When we're born again, when we're filled with the Spirit of the Lord, that perpetual flowing of that holy water is in our belly, in our spirit, in our soul. So as the Spirit of God is perpetual, that Spirit that is within us is perpetual as well. You know what that means? It's going to be just as good tomorrow as it is today. It's going to be just as strong, just as powerful next week as it is today. Amen. Each and every day we have that continual flowing of the Spirit of God. His anointing is with us wherever we go. Don't let the devil tell you you can only feel the Spirit of the Lord inside this church. I've often said, if that be the case, I wouldn't leave. I mean, I'd bring my bed up here and I'd just stay. But I thank God that he's mobile. I thank God that when I leave, he is there with me. I mean, he's thankful that wherever you go, whatever you're doing, Jesus Christ is alive and well. Would you stand? Would you stand? I promised you I would be as brief as, because the Holy Ghost moved mightily in this service this morning. If you've been blessed, if you've been anointed, give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. For what he's done, for those who came forward. Amen. May God bless you. Hope to see you here tonight. Have no idea what the Lord's going to do. Amen. But I will assure you one thing, his Spirit will be flowing. May God bless you.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. He is greatly to be praised, isn't he? I know God's moved this morning. I know that he's already touched so many lives, but my heart, it still goes back to something that was said in Sunday school this morning. And I just want to ask, if there's anyone that wants that flowing water, they want the presence of God, and you haven't received him in your life, we're going to have a quick altar call. There will be people to pray for you. I know, as we said, time seems so short, but God is great, and he'll extend that time. We get ready to dismiss. If anyone else has a prayer need or situation, or you want to give your life to the Lord and receive that holy, His holy presence that never leaves us, never turns His back on us, He's always there for us. This is the morning. So we're going to all just pray. And if anyone does need prayer, come on up to the altar during this prayer. And also we'll use this prayer for dismissal. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You for Your presence. Dear Lord, we thank You for letting us feel Your holy presence. Dear Lord, may we just continue to receive what You have in store for us. Dear Lord, may we be guided by You, directed by You. Dear Lord, we thank You for this message this morning, for the men of God that brought it forth. Lord, for each and everyone's presence, for their prayers. Lord, for those watching online, dear Lord, may they just feel Your holy presence. Lord, now as we prepare to dismiss, and we ask for You just to guide us and keep us, bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. I see choir practice at 5. Choir practice at 5. But seriously, if anyone needs prayer, we will pray with you this morning. Praise God.